On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
A former Kent police officer has been jailed today after admitting voyeurism and sending indecent images and video. Josie has just sent this report for KMFM.
Timothy Wrighton was arrested in January after officers in Kent were contacted by police doing an investigation in Greater Manchester. He was found to own a mobile phone with a private messaging app that was being used to post obscene material and graphic language. The former inspector, who'd served with the force for 25 years and used to live in Folkestone, was sacked earlier this month. He's been locked up for 9 years.
Also today, a teenager who ran over a pensioner while trying to steal a trailer at a stables in Gillingham has admitted manslaughter. 78-year-old Trevor Hadlow was found dead at Capstan Stud Farm last November. 18-year-old Michael Johnson from Eastchurch on the Isle of Sheppey was also found guilty of running over a traffic warden. He'll be sentenced in June.
KMFM News.
British police working on the Madeleine McCann case say they're still pursuing one significant line of inquiry and insist the ongoing lead is critical. Next week marks 10 years since the three-year-old disappeared while on holiday in Portugal. Police say they've looked at around 40,000 documents and investigated 600 people, and four suspects have now been ruled out of the investigation. Assistant Commissioner Mark Rowley has given this update.
I know we have a significant line of inquiry which is worth pursuing, and because it's worth pursuing, it could provide an answer, but until we've gone through it, I won't know whether we're going to get there or not.
Well, the deputy director of Spain's police force says their work will continue as well. Here's Pedro de Carmo.
If the Metropolitan Police decides to close their investigation, that doesn't mean that we are going to close our. Our two investigations are not dependent one of each other.
A man suffered facial injuries in a fight with three other men in the street in Ramsgate. He was taken to a local hospital following the assault late at night in Queen Street 2 Fridays ago. Police want to hear from any witnesses. A man's been jailed for 2 years over a crash near Ashford, which left another driver with a collapsed lung and several broken bones. 54-year-old Andrew Mitchell from London was over the drink drive limit when it happened on the A20 in Smeath last March. He admitted causing serious injury through dangerous driving. A pensioner's been punched in the face and had his camera stolen in an argument about a crash near Sevenoaks. The 79-year-old had stopped to confront a van driver in Station Road in Otford last Thursday afternoon. And a Kent charity is calling on us to sign a petition to make sure all midwives are given bereavement training. Abigail's Footsteps are campaigning for it because almost a dozen babies are stillborn in the UK every day. David Ward from Rochester started the charity after losing his baby daughter 8 years ago.
They'll often find that the first time they're dealing with a neonatal death or stillbirth is as it's happening in front of them, and we don't think that's fair, we don't think it's right. So our campaign is very much about ensuring people are trained in advance of this situation.
They've got a week left to get 10,000 signatures, and that will mean the government has to respond.
KMFM Showbiz.
Now, Kent, Orlando Bloom's been chatting about his new film today. Unlocked is in cinemas from next Friday. Nicola's got the details.
Well, the Canterbury-born star was in London last night for a special screening of the action thriller, which is about a CIA agent who gets tricked into giving information to the wrong side. Orlando's been telling KMFM he wasn't initially sure about the part.
I sat down with Michael, the director, and I was initially like, well, there's not really a huge amount for me to get done here. And he kind of was really open to making the character a little bit more fun and interesting than was initially on the page. So we had a great time doing that.
It's in cinemas from next Friday. A family of a terminally ill boy say they're touched that Ed Sheeran invited him backstage before a concert in Manchester. 6-year-old Ollie Carroll suffers from a rare condition which has left him unable to speak and walk. As well as meeting the youngster, Ed wore a red band promoting Ollie's cause around his wrist while performing. And we now know the third film in the latest Star Wars trilogy will be in cinemas in May 2019. Disney has announced the official release date for Episode 9. 2019 will be the same year. We'll also see a new live-action version of The Lion King and a sequel to Frozen.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
West Ham's London Stadium and Newcastle's St James's Park have been raided over allegations of tax fraud. Officials say several men have been arrested as part of the investigation in the UK and France. Computers and phones have also been seized. Sky's Brian Swanson has sent us this update.
They have arrested several men working within the professional football industry for suspected income tax and national insurance insurance fraud. They have searched a number of premises in the northeast and southeast of England and also seized business records, financial records, computers and mobile phones.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.